battles have been raging for several hours now. I'm sitting on high ground overlooking the valley. I'm up in the mountain. I'm beside a tank, one of the firing positions of the opposition fighters. We are seeing what's going on from here. I've seen plumes of smoke. I hear the sound of explosions. I'm looking out over Al Josh. Now, that's the small place that the opposition fighters tried to take a few days ago. They were repelled then. They've tried again this morning to take Al Josh, and they appear to have succeeded. That's the information we're getting from what we can see with our eyes, and also what we're hearing from the radios, from the opposition fighters on the ground who are communicating with this point by radio. And they say that they do now have control of Al Josh. Having said that, in the last few minutes, we've seen Al Josh come under attack. It's clear that those that left Al Josh are now firing at Al Josh, and there are plumes of smoke coming from the town. It's not clear whether there are civilians in the town. We know a few days ago, when the opposition forces went in there, they said they saw civilians. Did those civilians leave with the Gaddafi forces? That is not clear at this point. The tank crew here watching the situation, they are now out of range of Gaddafi forces. They were firing their tanks earlier, but now they can't reach Gaddafi forces, so they can only watch the situation and listen to their radios. And a very raw, emotional moment a short time ago when news came on the radio that one of the fighters down in Al Josh had been killed. He happened to be a relative of members of the tank crew, the brother of one of them. That brother told me, "I am very saddened by my brother's death. He is a martyr, but it makes me want to fight even more."